It was nearly a century ago that the Honest Keel was laid. She was to be used to carry passengers and cargo, it was said. Captain Dennison was the man that steered the ship. He neatly took her to the pier at the end of every trip. At county shows and picnics, she was greatly in demand. The captain would gladly take you wherever you wanted to land. I remember one trip that I made when going to the town. It was kind of choppy going in, we were going up and down. The wind got up and I wasn't sure about coming out at night. I thought I'd better go, but it didn't seem just right. We left the pier and started home, and when we came to the end, the sight that met my eyes, I thought I'm fairly round the bend. There's waves galore, white horses too, as far as the eye could see. I said to myself, it's going to be a while before we see Chaplaincy. At Bearhaw Street we battled on, not safe to do any more, and when we were between new waves, I couldn't see the shore. We came to Thieves' Home after a while, and the seas began to ease, but the strings to come and will be bed with us out of breeze. With the wind and tide against one another, that would be a sight. Then John Bruce came in and said, we'll soon be past the light. The pier in sight, we made more speed, it had taken a while to come, nearly an hour or more to cross that terrible waves and foam. But the old Iona's a right fine boat, and the skipper has no fear. He's taken us across and safely too right home to the pier. The Iona did many a run that wasn't her usual trip. For hospital cases and things like that, she was a useful ship. One time a lady was needing a cross, and it must have been fate. She was going to have a baby, but she left it kinda late. The bairn was born halfway across, the captain and son assisting. They named her Iona Dennison, and that just seemed quite fitting. It was in the year of 64, the Chaplaincy fort got a shock. That was when the old Iona sank down by the dock. The night before, an awful gale, it was terrible to hear, sunk the poor Iona as she lay beside the pier. Now her hull lies below the doctor's house for everyone to see, a reminder of the days gone by for the folk of Chaplaincy.